Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're back. It's the weekday. The beginning. It's not the beginning of our week. We started yesterday. Where have you been? Well, you're here now. RobertScottBell.com. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. And we talk about healing on all levels, including geopolitical. We also have big announcements with Dr. Rashid Bitar as we've opened up the registrations into mangoforhealth.com. And if you didn't already sign up for email alerts, I actually blasted out an email. I never do that. I did that today. Just to let you know, there's some really cool stuff happening. So get ready to write some things down or go to the show notes as soon as they're posted. Op-eds, they're putting it together. And he'll be joining me momentarily as we get a millennial perspective on the, what was it? There was a book, something, Quiet Weapons for Secret Wars or Silent Weapons for Secret Wars. I mean, the thing is, warfare, it's not as overt as it once was. You know, where you have an invasion, and of course our invasions are now occupations, but they're not. They're nation building. We're here to rescue you from evil or terrorists as such. But there's a lot of wars going on behind the scenes. Now, on one level, we would get into the deep spiritual discussion about, you know, who wants to rule the planet. You know, you get into issues of you can talk biblical prophecy, or you can talk practical economics, going back throughout history. How have empires been created? How have they been destroyed? And of course, since the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, the United States has been charting a course toward global empire. I'm just going to say it. As an American, there are things that I don't like about what has happened to the government of the United States that is no longer de jure constitutionally limited, but global in its desires. And in some ways, it was the hedge against a new world order. In some ways, it's been co-opted to be part of a new world order. And we have the Federal Reserve note, fiat reserve currency, really going hog wild since 1971. This was after the breakdown of Bretton Woods, when gold was decoupled from the American dollar. And of course, it used to be, go back to the Coinage Act of 1792, you'll find the definition of a dollar. You'll understand that there was a specific amount of gold, silver, etc., in the currency, the coins, the real stuff, right? And the notes were certificates. To the bearer on demand, it meant that there was 1 ounce of gold, 1 ounce of silver, whatever, readily available that you could exchange for that paper, until they uncoupled it, if you will. They started inflating the currency, printing more than there was gold until they couldn't keep the ruse up. And then Nixon says, well, shut it down. We're not even pretending anymore. Since then, it's been just a floating currency. Of course, it's been the world's reserve currency for many years, the petrodollar. And now, current, you know, countries are going, well, maybe not so fast anymore, America. You are indebted to the rest of us, including China, to such a degree that we don't think that Federal Reserve note dollar is all that good anymore. We want the special drawing rights instituted by the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. The SDR would be a basket of currencies. Maybe the fiat dollar would be there too, but the China yuan, however you want to say it, and other currencies would be part of this mix. These currencies wars have heated up. They don't make front page news as the reason, for instance, that we took out Gaddafi right? He was going to go gold and say, screw the petrodollar. And it was like, that's not going to work for us, guys, Gaddafi. And he was gone. And you see this pushback in China as they devalue their currency. Suddenly this so-called rod of God, I don't particularly care for the name, but I guess the idea is if you're a primitive culture looking up into the sky and seeing this missile rain down and cause explosions, you're like thinking, oh my gosh, the gods are mad. Mount Olympus, Zeus, whoever's taking us on. And in this case, happened in China. Is it American weaponry that started this war in retaliation for the devaluation? And then a secondary explosion in China, and then immediately following that, a mysterious explosion in Japan. Now, is it going to be that Chinese soldiers have to march into America and occupy it to take back what they feel is theirs because, you know, we owe them so much? Or do they not need to do that? Maybe all they need to do is send their plastic all the way back, the cheap plastic which they've been flooding America with, cheap products, including organic garlic that may not be so organic, which we'll get to. But I want to get an assessment here as well from you, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Is it the end of the world as we know it? Some people are afraid in September it's going to be it. The currency is going to crash. We had Y2K. Is it going to be a gradual descent? Will it be sudden chaos? Are you planting a garden? I spent three and a half hours outside sweating. For Super Don, I had to sweat as much as you because you're sweating so much. I was out there sweating this morning, just so you know. I don't know if that makes you feel any better or not. I don't think Super Don, he's got so much sweat in his ears, he can't hear me. So we go to Op-Ed, our millennial.
That's what I'm storing down here. You know, listen to that gospel you just laid out there. You had everything on the head there.
Well, I wanted to kind of throw it out in a basic way because these things are very complicated, complex. And, you know, we've talked about the millennial viewpoint of not trusting the authorities and the institutions the same way many of us who grew up with these institutions prior to this. The awareness, the consciousness, the knowledge, the accessibility of this information is there, whether they get it or not. And I wanted your perspective, if you could share it as well, on these so-called strange wars behind the scenes. They're not the same kind of war that we read about in World War II, for instance.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you look at what's transpired in the last 10 days, you know, with these mysterious chemical plant explosions and then seemingly to be a retaliatory. Right now, we know there was an explosion at an ammo depot in Japan, at one of the largest, actually, ammo depots for PACCOM. PACCOM is one of the organizations, basically, we call for the forces, part of NATO and the U.S. in that region. And we look at this, and we look at how it's covered, right? You know, what the Chinese government's saying, what our government's saying. Oh, these are terrorist attacks. Attacks by dissidents, and somehow they got their hands on, you know, the capabilities and the weaponry to blow up these power plants and to get in there and do these horrific things. But there's no way it could have been anything more. And none of this stuff is correlated to the crash that we just saw today, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. Did it end that way? I know it went over 1,000. It dropped the Dow this morning at some point, but I didn't see the closing bell. What the ringer said.
Well, there's a lot of interesting stuff on that. And first off, the S&P 500 halted trading. They enacted something called Rule 48, and basically to stop mass sell-offs, they had to halt the actual market.
You know what Rule 48 is? Did you ever see the movie Animal House?
Yeah, I did.
Kevin Bacon, right at the end with everybody going crazy in the parade. Be calm, remain calm, all is well. That's Rule 48, and of course he gets plowed over. It's to stop the actual free fall when people say, oh man, we're getting out now, while the getting is still good. So they actually halted trading. I don't know, will it start the slide all over again? Will it rebound tomorrow as people say, oh, cooler heads will prevail? Hey, look, this is a bargain, Apple below 100, whatever it is.
Yeah. I mean, looking at this from the millennial perspective, first of all, a lot of millennials are broke, so they don't really own stocks. And then the second thing is, like, you know, most millennials are the ones actually on the receiving end of possibly having forced into enlistment or having to look at the army as an option, the military as an option. So from our end, we're looking at any of these wars and this crazy covert action, or even space weaponry usage.
Mm-hmm.
None of these things are things that we advocate for. None of these things are things that we want actual tax dollars paid for, you know?
Right.
And in the end, it doesn't help our generation. We're the generation that has to inherit the world that, you know, is encompassed by a possible war in China or, covert actions of destruction and power plants we may have to work at. You know?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, this is perspective that you just, I think about coming up as a kid now looking at all of this, and you're like, man, we have no interest in this. Part of what happened to me as a kid, or as a young adult, I was able to travel the world and make friends with folks from all, literally all corners of the planet, if you can say that. And we still maintain relationships all these years, and we know one another human to human, as opposed to the big scary we were told, you know, everybody in Russia wants to kill everybody in America. The average people in either country probably could give a flip less about the geopolitics, except I'm not a fan of socialism or communism. I know there are Americans that now are, as they support Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side, because I guess they're just so fed up with everything. They're like, why not Bernie, I guess. But, you know, the movement to understand what has gone on a geopolitical basis for generations or maybe millennia, to recognize there is an elite class and there's a slave class. And unfortunately, most Americans that, you know, have operated their life in total debt to bankers, for instance, have just perceived that they're free as free can be. Yet they've basically Orwellian style redefined freedom to mean slavery. And everybody goes, that's still freedom. Well, it's the best we can do. Is it really?
No, it's definitely not the best we can do. And you hit it right on the head, but when it comes down to it, people do not hate each other from other countries. You know, I just go back from Europe, and you know what? We do differ on politics. We do differ on some issues. But you know what? We're all cool with sitting down having a beer together. We're all cool sitting down and playing cards and talking about love and talking about freedom and playing music. There are plenty of things we get along with random people from other countries for, you know? And I always wonder this, you know, what would happen if, the powers that be were unable to send that message or fear-mongering out among the working class, among the, the millennials growing up? I mean, they would lose complete control of this.
it's the universal soldier concept. Yeah. Ron Paul's favorite song. Also, the idea if they threw a war and nobody showed up. I mean, that's the thing. At a certain point, you realize we're all being played for fools. We're pawns in a war. Now, it's one thing, and I will make this distinction. If a country or a terror group attacks or kills or invades, that's a different story. You have an obligation to defend yourself. But that's not what's been going on since World War II. There hasn't been a constitutionally declared war. There's been police actions from Vietnam to Korea. Korea to Vietnam, I should say, and all these other incursions and occupations. What are we in, 70-some-odd nations around the world? Is empire the only way to exist? Can we go back and take care of our own and just make friends and interact with folks? And then, of course, not be naive about it. I'll get a pet. Get some vitamin L from a cat or even a dog for Super Don. We're going to get a dog after this break. Stick around. Op-Ed is with us, giving a millennial perspective. And then Dr. Rashid Bittar joins us for some more advanced medicine.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kits special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Show notes will be up shortly, courtesy of Op-Ed, our millennial intern, as well a couple of stories from John Rappaport. Trump catches the attention of CFR, Bilderberg, and Trilateral Commission. You definitely want to read that. What are they going to do now that Trump has said, we're going to put tariffs on foreign trade because you just these trade agreements are destroying the American worker? Right? That's like, oh, no, you can't do that. The CFR is going to slap you silly. The last time that happened, Nixon tried to put tariffs out there, and he was escorted out in helicopter because of Watergate. You think there's no connection there? Go back and read your history. Also, U.S. media blackout as France opposes vaccines. And we did that a little bit yesterday. We got to this, do some Monty Python as well. Super Don, are you back? Are you back, my friend? Hesitate to call on you. It's like the sign. He's like unexcused absences. You need a note from your host.
I was purposely not saying.
Yes, I knew that. Yes,
yes. I'm sorry.
Slap you down. So yes, I was doing some sympathy sweating for you out there, and so was Op-Ed. He was out, mowing the lush lawn, getting some sweat on because we're all concerned with you in Austin.
Today,
now,
both of you were out there just getting yourself all sweaty thinking about me.
Yeah,
but married man PT. You know, we got to stay in shape.
I was in the air conditioning all day, so ha-ha.
Oh, man, did we pick the wrong day to stop sniffing glue. Wait, what? No.
I wasn't. Yeah. But I appreciate it, guys. I mean, that's man.
We're thinking about you. We are thinking about you. In fact, you're a dog person, Super Don. I don't know, Ed, you got a dog?
I sure do. We got a Pomeranian and a Bloodhound.
Okay, so I was never a dog person, and don't say he hates dogs. No, I don't. I love dogs. I love animals. I just never was raised with dogs, so I was cat person, all right? But if you want sympathy, don't look to a cat for sympathy.
I'm not saying no cat has ever given, you know, never given sympathy. I mean, okay, it happens. There are cats. But by and large, if you want some, you know, love and support, if you're feeling depressed or down or sad, a dog's going to do it a little bit better. I'm just saying. I know you might have the cat that's the exception, and
now
I'm a cat person.
So. You know you're going to get a bunch of cat hate mail now.
No, but I'm a cat person. You can't hate me for being honest about the fact that overall, the dogs are going to sense when you're bummed out. They're going to come over and you know, they're just going to put it on your lap. You know, the cat will be like, yeah, call me later. I'll see, maybe, you know. So it's just different. But pet dogs go out of their way to comfort humans. They sense are sick. By the way, we have updates linked as soon as Op-Ed gets it up there to Natural News. A number of stories today from naturalnews.com. And remember, collapse.news. I think a lot of the stuff that, the big scary stories are coming out through that. But Natural News, pet dogs go out of their way to comfort humans. They sense are sick or depressed. I mean, they know dog can sense cancer, prostate cancer, and lung cancer just by detecting the smells that the human nose is not sensitive enough to detect. Dogs are awesome. See? I love dogs.
I don't know. Do you believe him, Ed?
I do. I think this is real.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm for real.
No, you're right. I mean, dogs are amazing. And we've covered a number of stories where the hospitals now have dogs in them that, mm-hmm. and they seem to be able to sense when somebody is close to death. I mean, and they're yeah. compassionate.
Yeah.
They will go and lay with the person and comfort them, much, much different than a cat. A cat would be like, yeah, when are you going to feed me?
Yeah. Well, I'll be nice
to you.
Excuse
me, my cat box, yeah, kind of full.
Can you change that?
Please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you hear about these dogs being used to treat PTSD for soldiers? Way
yes,
worse.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely. And once again, this is not to say that, you know, even a bird can bring you joy. That's not the point of, we're not picking on the animals that we're not mentioning here. But the story is rather interesting. In fact, there's a great website called Angel Animals, angelanimals.com. And Linda and Alan Anderson, friends of mine, they have these amazing stories of these animals like angels from above coming into the lives and saving the lives of people. And so they've written books on angel dogs, angel cats, angel horses. I mean, you will be moved to tears and tears of joy when you hear and read these stories of real life experiences with animals. And for those of you that think that animals aren't soul too, they are, man. They are connected, and sometimes more so than we are. That's why, again, I'm digging in the dirt, because I'm getting connected again to that kind of that part of our existence, connected to nature.
Yeah, and I like a part of the story here. They say dogs have been trained to detect prostate cancer.
Yes, right. And, of course, dogs are always sniffing your prostate anyway, so you might as well. They're there. Right. Can I do something useful? Tell me if I got, you know what I'm saying. Take extra selenium if you're worried about prostate cancer, please, before it gets there. All right, when we come back, we got a question of the day coming through the phone lines. It relates to Super Don and his whereabouts. Also, how do you tell a pediatrician that you don't want vaccines?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
It's a big day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I think the first time in a year or two I actually sent out
You know, the email, for those of you who sign up for the email list, so you know it's important and very special. That's why we don't bother you with a lot of email. I probably should. You're probably saying, you don't write me anymore, Robert.
Only
come on.
Once a year, yes.
I'm trying to do better. You know, maybe with op-ed, you know, with the millennial energy that he carries, we might be able to do some things. But very excited about that. Super Don, as you know, is in Austin. We don't know why. He hasn't revealed. We're not telling. Maybe we have to, though. We're not sure. But stand by for that as well. Dr. Rasha Bitar back for some advanced medicine major announcements on the mangoforhealth.com website as well, how to get plugged in. And the phones are, I think they're working, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Even if you can't get through live, you can always leave us a message. And I think we even have caller music themed. Does it go like this? That's how it goes, I think. That's right. So then we get into the phone and we pick it up and Super Don presses a button and then we get to hear what, in fact, is being said.
This is Pat calling from New York. I hope you guys get to the whole mystery of why Super Don is in Austin. Because we're just sort of making up our own reality as to what happened and why, and it seems sudden, and he's not talking about his family, and I'm just very concerned that something happened. But I hope it's all positive. He sounds good, and I just nosy, inquiring minds want to know. You guys are part of the family, and they're just flat out nosy, I guess. Anyway, I'm sure I'm not the only one. So I hope soon there's the explanation of the move. And I'm just concerned, actually. And so anyway, love you guys.
Pat. Oh, my gosh. Pat, New York's really concerned about you, Super Don. I don't know what to say.
Okay.
I feel bad that
look,
we can't tell her what's going on.
Let's see. You know, I don't want people to be concerned. I mean, let me just say...
Yeah.
Everything is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's alive and well.
Yeah, yeah.
You haven't been any deaths or you know, I mean, yeah, everybody's good.
You're not on a post office wall most
no. Family's good. Everything's good.
Right.
Why am I in Austin? All right, well, let's see. What can I say? Listen, Pat, loyal listener, been
part of the family.
So I don't want Pat to be concerned. So let's see, what can we do here? I have moved to Austin because of I've got an opportunity to get involved in an endeavor that will, in a very short period of time, be very exciting. It will involve the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Really?
And
when were you going to tell me this?
Yeah, I know.
Jeez,
well,
Pat gets to know all the information. I get nothing. Nothing.
You didn't.
See
you didn't.
Pat?
You didn't ask like Pat. So
that's true. I didn't. I said, damn it, Super Don, talk to me.
I can't go into a lot of detail.
Okay.
For very good reasons, I promise, Pat, and anybody else who's curious. So let's just say it's positive. Everybody's fine. There's nothing to worry about, and we have exciting things that I will say I can announce. Let's give it 3 weeks. How's
that sound? 3 weeks. I'm going to start getting Sam Kinison on here saying, say it!
I know. I just have to be careful. But, yeah, I would say I'll be able to actually announce something here in about 3 weeks, and it will be really cool.
Does it have anything to do with the Hair Club for Men? I like the product so much, I bought the company. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it has nothing to do with the Hair Club for Men unless this is something for your benefit.
Oh, thank you. No, don't say that to Liam. He's very sensitive about those things. all right. Yeah, I just saw, in fact, it was really weird. My friend who I've known for the longest time, back from like third grade, sent me in the mail today a canceled passport of mine from the 1980s.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's one of those, what? How did that happen? Yeah, and I thought I had big hair. It was like it was a cone head or something. It was
big hair?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know if it's big hair, but it's tall hair.
All right, now listen.
Hair.
Here's the deal, dude. Here's the deal.
What's
you
the deal?
You cannot say that on the show without letting us see.
No, not unless Pat calls back.
You cannot say that on the show without letting us see.
Listen, you waited for Pat to call in to find out you would tell me anything.
All right.
I'm gonna
wait. Pat.
Yeah.
Pat, call in and ask to see Robert's passport photo. So
it's
that
not
he has
nearly
to.
As bad as my, let's say, middle school photo where I was wearing a Get the Knack t-shirt and my hair was kind of wild.
Finger?
You're never going to see that one.
Oh,
no,
man.
That's not coming out. Not gonna do it. Not gonna happen.
Okay.
Fine. Oh, he called me a weenie. Op-ed, are you there? Did you hear that?
Oh, I heard it. Yeah.
He called me a weenie.
Ed,
now it's on.
Ed, listen,
now
don't
it's
you
on.
Think it's like it should be like an unspoken rule that if you're gonna get on this syndicated radio program and talk about I got a picture of me with big hair, don't you think you are now obligated to the listeners because you've just said that you have to let them see it?
I have to get permission.
No, I asked Ed. Right. I asked Ed.
He's got a point. You know, you're kind of bait and switching us.
That's
right
a big
now.
Letdown. You can't do that.
Oh, man!
I know. You guys busted me on that, dude. I'm just, I have no escape. No escape. You know what my next escape is? It's going to the next news story. Did you see this one, Ed?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes, I gotta switch gears now. I'm getting in bigger trouble the more I fight this thing. Did you see this one about the dad who wrote a letter to the doctor, the pediatrician, about why they don't want vaccinations?
Oh, absolutely. That was a hard-hitting letter, man. Hard-hitting.
I mean, this is great. This is on the Liberty Beacon, and this is one way a father told a pediatrician no to vaccines. Because he got the notes from the meeting where they said, no, I don't think we're going to do vaccines right now. And the report said that the parents refused to sign a vaccine waiver because the document can be used against them and can be used to take their child away. And they said, no, we never said that. And also the doctor said, it was AAP policy. And the dad went back and said, listen, there's no statutory mandate that I have to sign any piece of paper like that. The AAP has no force of law here. And it's like, I love the way he was pushing back. I'm very respectfully and gently. I'm throwing in the attitude there, as you can hear in my voice. I get a little upset with these dunderheaded pediatricians that are going, sign the paper, right? Or you're fired.
Well, it's dubious, right? Donald Trump. You know, they thought the doctor thought no one is ever going to read that little note that you put in the thing, you know?
Right, right. And, of course, they already have religious exemptions, so there shouldn't be an issue in Florida. But the concern with aluminum was communicated, and he just laid it out for this doctor who probably never read any of this. Because according to the FDA, aluminum is toxic. And it can reach toxic levels with prolonged parenteral administration. That means injectable aluminum. Problematic. Aluminum can result in toxic reactions. And, of course, neonates and newborns more susceptible than anybody. And then he went out and laid out the amount of aluminum received in these injections per kilogram of weight.
And you that's great. You know, you just laid it out for what, a 150-pound adult? Did you see that one? 340.5 micrograms of aluminum?
Well, micrograms of aluminum, it's like you don't want to go there, but how much can you do if it's an 8-pound healthy baby just born? 18.16 micrograms. But how much is in the Hep B shot? That's the first thing they want to give a baby the moment it leaves mommy's vagina, if it's delivered that way. If not, it's through the belly because they cut it open in a non-vaginal birth, in a C-section, and it's 250 micrograms. Of aluminum. 14 times the amount. Let's go. Doctor, hello? Doctor, hello? Is anybody home? Right? And then you get to the healthy baby visits, even at 15 pounds, 34 micrograms, and you're still in. Well, we delayed the Hep B shot. Still 250 micrograms. And you go through these and you add them all up. What happens? According to the FDA, and even the AAP acknowledges this, the American Academy of Pediatrics, aluminum builds up in the bones and the brain, can be toxic to the body and its organs, can cause neurological harm. Overdose can be fatal. You can harm the kidneys, especially in premature babies. I mean, this stuff is not unknown. The point is the toxicologists are my heroes. The dunderheaded pediatricians are the villains in this case, other than the ones we've featured here that know the difference, like Orlando pediatrician. We had her on, was it last week or the week before? She, Cornelia Franz, she's terrific. She was absolutely terrific and very outspoken in this. But, I mean, you think about this letter. Ed, you know, when you have kids, if you deal with a pediatrician at all, I mean, this is a good rule to go by.
Oh, this is a template. You know, and what I think I love most about it was sometimes when we're, you know, rightfully so, a lot of the times very vitriolent in our response to the doctors and to those who are telling us we should get this and all this stuff like that. this guy found a way to do it politely in a gentleman mm-hmm. manner, but to, in a lot of ways, convey that he knew what he was talking about. He'd done his homework, and mm-hmm. it wasn't coming from a point of ignorance. It was coming from a point of concern, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This guy did his due diligence.
Absolutely. And so that was the summary statement. In due diligence, we did our due diligence, doctor. This information, he says, scared the hell out of us. This is the parents talking now, especially considering what happened to Rylan, their son. Or was it their daughter, I think, before, or shortly after the Hep B was administered to her. Yeah. And he says, I mentioned what made us leave their last doctor, he was saying, when they wanted to give their daughter 8 vaccinations at one time. And doing the math, just on aluminum alone, not including mercury, which is present in maybe smaller quantities depending on the shot, but would have added more than 1,000 micrograms of aluminum. 1,000 micrograms. What was it? That isn't even safe for a 350-pound linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we're talking about a child that weighs less than 25 pounds. This is what doctors, agreed, medical professionals with a license to harm and sometimes kill, are doing regularly. This is why pediatricians, perhaps some of the most dangerous within the medical profession, along with dentists who still use mercury, but injecting aluminum and other forms of heavy metals, aborted fetal tissue, foreign RNA, DNA from animals as well. It's just an absolute, I'd say it's an aberrant behavior, but it's an abomination if we talk in terms of religious beliefs in that regard, what they do to children in this way, the attacks that they do. Oh, my gosh. Op-Ed, appreciate your insight on this, too. And Super Don, so glad to have you back, getting me in trouble with big hair.
Well, yeah. You know what? We have a caller.
We do?
We do.
All right. Are they calling
Frank
about the next story?
Wants to know about your passport photo.
Oh, man. Are they? So they're not calling about the next story about dads who share childhood child-rearing duties, no? All right.
We'll see if he wants to hang on.
All right. Stick around. Back after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I
noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I was ganged up on by my producer and my intern on the big hair, whatever that might be. I don't know, man. I need a dog now. I need some love. I need some sympathy from the dog.
Now, listen, here's the deal. Here's the deal.
What's the deal?
I've seen the picture.
How have you seen the picture? I just talked about it last segment.
Well, we've got a mole in the operation here.
What are you talking about? We got a mole in the operation.
I actually just got possession of the picture. It was texted to me.
Hold on. I gotta switch gears here. Let's go to a phone call. Maybe this will save me here. Frank's calling in from Missouri. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Frank, where are you? Are you there, Frank? Save me. No, Frank. He was supposed to be there, but he's not there.
Frank's not there.
Frank's not there.
Dave's not here.
Frank has left the building. So much for getting saved.
All right. Well, listen, Frank did call in.
Yeah, what did he call in about? There,
and he was wondering why you would not reveal your photo. So
he was calling about the same issue?
He thought it was unfair that you had said that.
Nobody is interested in seeing me from the 1980s. It's just not that interesting.
You know what? I think
a little bit more hair.
I'll tell you what. Let the people decide.
What do you mean?
If you want to see Robert Scott Bell's passport photo from the 1980s,
that's not even.
Then call in or comment on Facebook. If we get some response, we'll do it.
All right. You're saying you have it. I'm going to find out who did this.
I do.
Who sent it to you?
I do have it. I promise. So if people ask for it, we will give it.
We'll find out. Now, final story of the hour. Oh, we should have Ed here. He doesn't have kids yet, but just in case he needs a tip. Dads who share child care have a better sex life. Yep. According to the New Zealand Herald, if your partner isn't doing his bit when it comes to looking after little ones, here's something that might change his ways.
You know, I've always said this about...
This is a moment of duh.
This is a moment of duh. But the thing is, you know, some women get this and they realize they can get their man to do anything. You know, just dangle the carrot. You know what I mean? You need something done. Done now. It's going to get done now. It's just not one of the men are not complicated. We've been through this. We talked about the female sexual pill, which is completely bogus. It's much more complicated, but for men, it's not that complicated. And here's a story that says, you know, what was one of the things I said? Cook dinner, do the dishes, you're in. How about in this case, take care of the kids, share a little bit of the, you know, otherwise, okay, she's gonna be awake enough for this. And it's just, I mean. Moment of doubt. Who paid for this?
It's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, it's like, oh, well, okay, so I helped you with the kids. Now you're not completely exhausted. You might be a little bit more, you know, maybe interested in doing something other than collapsing and falling asleep.
Right, exactly.
And not only that, but sharing. Listen, we covered a study, it was a while back, talking about how relationships were improved if men shared in the daily housework, like washing dishes or vacuuming the floor or taking out the trash and stuff like that. Again, moment of duh.
Right, right.
You know, you make her do it all. What do you think she's gonna think that you don't care?
Researcher Daniel Carlson from Georgia State University in downtown Atlanta said it showed there was generally little to no downside to men doing their fair share of child care. Little to no downside. I'm just thinking of the downside. I mean, changing a dirty diaper, there's a downside to that. I do remember, because I think I changed most of them in the first few weeks of my son's life. If I find out he's the one that sent you the picture, if I find that out, I think I'm going to put him back in diapers, because there's going to be big trouble if that's the case. I don't know how you got that while we're talking about it. That's just weird.
I have it, but I'll tell you what, like I said, we'll leave it up to the listeners. If they want to see it.
You know what? Insult to injury. He sends me this old canceled passport, and he doesn't put sufficient postage on it. I owe 44 cents to the postman when it arrived. I'm like, what is that? It probably wasn't intentional.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, send me a picture of myself that I'd rather not have people see and right. Maybe pay for it.
Okay. And then it somehow finds its way into Super Don's. Whatever
I
you want to do.
But like I said, I will not post it unless people want to see it.
I just can't imagine they want to see it. I'm just saying. Besides, we're all going to be so distracted next hour because we got Dr. Rasha Bitar, and we've got big breaking news on mangoforhealth.com and some technology is going to be made available to you once you sign up. All right? I will just tell you this. Write these four numbers down. 1358, otherwise known as 1358, or 1358, however you want to say it. 1358, that's going to be a key number for you next hour when we have Dr. Bitar to do advanced medicine. Thanks, Op Ed. Thanks, YouTuber Don. Thanks to my formerly big hair. We're going to be back after the news because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need
need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.